Welcome back, everybody, to the Real Madrid podcast. And coming up today, we're going to be looking at the build-up to what is undoubtedly the biggest game of the season for Real Madrid against Borussia Mönchengladbach in Champions League on Wednesday evening. Where to start? Well, what about some good news for a change? Sergio Ramos and Dani Carvajal are fit and ready to return. Varane, Nacho and Militao also available. Those who won't be ready in time, Odegaard, Hazard, Mariano, Valverde on that list. But it's a return of Carvajal and Ramos that has given Zidane and the squad and the club the boost that they need ahead of this huge fixture. But as ever, there is always a caveat, it seems, to any enthusiasm that permeates. And that is, with Mariano out, all the focus was on Luka Jovic. He, though, is not going to be available. Tendonitis in his right leg is going to keep him out of action until potentially Christmas, which means Benzema will be the only available forward for Zidane in that game tomorrow night. Though let's counter that by remembering that Rodrigo has had a significant success in Champions League. So, what about the view then of the players on the eve of this fixture? Casemiro joined Zidane at the press conference this afternoon. He said, "Finals aren't played, they are won here in Madrid. It isn't only me," he said, "the whole dressing room, the whole atmosphere of the club. It feels like the eve of a major final. We approach it as a final. These games are won with the heart and the soul. We know that this is the most important game of the year, and we don't think of anything else apart from a victory, and we will give everything." He was then asked about the pressure on coach Zidane. He said, "What am I going to say about him?" He said, "He's made history here. Over the last year, he won two titles. People simply don't realize what he has achieved." On the other subject, which is being much discussed, potentially being in Europa League, would they prefer to be in Europa League or out of Europe altogether? He says, "I want to win, to be first, but I would prefer to be third if that was what was there, and to compete in Europa League and win it." And finally, why did he think the season had been like it is so far? He said, "Well, pre-season wasn't good. We had no time. And every 3 days during the course of this season, we've had demanding games in La Liga and Champions League. We simply have no time to prepare like others. We don't have time to rest, and we've picked up a lot of injuries. I'm not here, though, to give excuses. It's how it is. We aren't machines. It is simply not possible to be at your peak for every single game. We want to do better, but it is almost impossible with so many games." On to Zidane. He was in bullish mood, as he always is on the eve of these games. He said, "I don't think about anything other than winning this game and preparing well. We know what we have to do." Gladbach, he said, are a great team. He said they counterattack well. They're physically powerful with very good technique. "We, though, have prepared very well. It's a game where we need to show our character, and I'm convinced we will perform very well as a team. This club and its players are all used to performing under pressure. We know what we have to do." On the Europa League question, he said, "I don't think about this. The players," he said, "are the same." On his own position and future, "I don't think about this at all. I'm positive. We think only about victory in the game that we are about to play. We will do all it takes to get what we need to get. The club, though," he said, "will do what the club has to do." Well, if Zidane is feeling pressure, so too is Antonio Conte over at Inter. He was asked how he was feeling ahead of their game against Shakhtar. He said, "A week ago, we were dead before Mönchengladbach. Now we have a ray of light. We have to think only about winning. Then we will see." What about the form and the stats coming into this game? Rose's team are seventh in Bundesliga. They're 5 points behind the top three. Wins have been punctuated, though, this season with draws and defeats. Only twice have they actually won back-to-back games, and it hasn't occurred at all in Bundesliga. Away form this season, 8 games played, only 2 defeats, though, Dortmund and Leverkusen. But in the Champions League, they remain undefeated in 7 since the 4-0 loss to Barcelona back in 2016-17. It's the 9th time overall that they've travelled to Spain, but they haven't won in Spain for a long old time. 1974-75 when they beat Real Zaragoza in the UEFA Cup. The win over Sevilla in 2015-16 in the group stage is the only win against a Spanish team in the last 12. But remember, they are up against a Madrid team who have won just 3 of the last 9 in Champions League. But flip that the other way, Mönchengladbach have only won 5 of their last 18. So let's have a look at the tail of the tape in terms of the Champions League statistics. 5 games down, Real Madrid have scored 9 goals, significantly less than Mönchengladbach's 16 in terms of attempts on goal. 15 shots on goal for Real Madrid, 11.8 for Borussia Mönchengladbach. Only 6.2 on target for Real Madrid, but it's more than the 5.6 of Mönchengladbach. Discipline-wise, 8 yellow cards and no red cards for Madrid, 10 yellow cards and 0 red cards for Mönchengladbach. A couple of statistics which might point to what type of game we're going to get. Average possession throughout the course of the game so far this season in Champions League, 57.6% possession for Madrid, 45.8% for Borussia Mönchengladbach. In terms of pass completion as well, Madrid significantly in front, 89.4% to 83.2%. Other significant statistics, balls won aerially, 10.2 for Real Madrid, 13.2 for Mönchengladbach. Opposition shots allowed on goal, 7.8 for Real Madrid per game, but it is almost double for Borussia Mönchengladbach. They allow 14.2 shots on their goal over the course of this Champions League season. Tackles per game, 14.8 for Madrid, 17 for Mönchengladbach. Fouls given away, 12.1 for Madrid, 14.8 Mönchengladbach. And the times they've been fouled during the course of the 90 minutes, 11.4 for Real Madrid, 10.6 for Borussia Mönchengladbach. On to Mönchengladbach's players of the season so far. Jonas Hofmann, 2 goals and 4 assists for the 28-year-old in his 5th full season here. It's his best form of his career and it's been recognised by the national team. He picked up his first 2 caps for Germany in October. He played in a 3-3 draw against Turkey and in November against Czech Republic. What about Lars Stindlers? Well, he's another who's weighed in with 4 goals this season. The veteran 32-year-old's contribution has been substantial, as has Florian Neuhaus with 2 goals and 2 assists. The club reacted angrily recently to news that Bayern Munich were watching the 23-year-old who, like Hofmann, has picked up his first international caps in the last couple of months. And that just about wraps it up then for this pre-match roundup. And we've managed to do it all without mentioning the name of Paul Pogba just once. And that is how we're going to leave it. Do enjoy the game tomorrow night. I'm sure the return of Sergio Ramos and Danny Carvajal has eased your worries just a bit. For now, though, that is it. I will be back before the weekend to look back over the Champions League and ahead to the Madrid derby this weekend. From me, Tim Cable, till next time. Bye-bye for now.